Any update on Don, or Don, where Don Barclay is health-wise?
Don Barclay will not practice this week, and he will not play in the Washington game.
Any long-term concern there for him? Obviously, his versatility is a key guy.
He will not practice this week. He will not play in the Washington game. I mean, that's about as far as out as I've ever gone in the history of preseason injury reports.
Are Randall and Dupree still in the protocol?
Yeah, yes, yes. I don't see either one of them playing this week either.
Seeing as you said you were working on Seattle on Sunday, did you get what you needed out of Shanil Jenkins?
Well, he actually didn't. He didn't practice, so it just didn't work out. And as you, I'm sure you saw with the release, that's where we are.
What were the benefits of having just the one practice for 4 days compared to, I mean, you obviously could have gotten some work on the field, but compared to how you approach it with, you know, rest and recovery and the one close practice that you had, or the...
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what your question
is. Yeah, I guess what are the benefits of having just the one practice over 4 days that you're just coming off of? Rather than
well, we're really in an in-season schedule. It's very important. In my view, every training camp, you transition from an installation phase, installation schedule. Obviously, that was reflected with the early morning practices, then shifting to the night practices. Then you shift into a kind of a moderated in-season schedule going into the first preseason game. This is the first week, and it's nice the way our schedule's laid out because you usually don't get this week till your third week, but to get your team to transition into an in-season schedule. So we took Friday, and we did our in-season Monday, okay? So then Saturday was their day off, which you know, obviously you have to factor that in, and we took Seattle, worked on that Sunday. So the, you know, coaches were able to work on the Seattle Saturday and work on with the football team Sunday, and then we went into, yesterday being a game plan day, so which would be a Tuesday for the players, and today is an in-season Wednesday.
Is Vince Beagle ready to practice yet or no?
Vince will not practice this week, and I don't think he'll be, and he won't be available for Washington.
Well, obviously, a couple of young guys have taken a lot of reps with Gilbert and Calvin at linebacker. What have you seen on those two guys?
Well, I think that it's definitely been beneficial for him. Gilbert's definitely has taken a huge step, which you look for your second year players. So I thought he did a lot of nice things in the game. Calvin's got he's green. He needs to play. So I thought he was kind of feeling his way around. Had some positive plays, but it was excellent work for both those guys.
Do you think Taysom Hill's earned maybe a few more opportunities in practice due to his impressive performance
in
Thursday night?
Practice? I could see. I mean, I don't disagree with your opinion. I think he did some really good things here in the fourth quarter. You're trying to get a couple things done in practice. You know, obviously, how much you're working, Aaron, and I want to make sure Brett gets as much as he possibly can this preseason. And then Joe, and just it's hard. Four quarterbacks. I mean, we all understand that. I mean, you have to. I feel you have to have four in training camp. Makes it flow better. And but it is tough when you get to the game reps. So, but we got a lot to get done today because today's we got a couple things going on. We're on an in-season schedule. We're working on getting ready for Washington. We had pretty much similar meetings that we would normally have in season today. But there's some correction work in today's practice. Obviously, the things we need to improve on because we didn't tackle very well against Philadelphia, and we didn't break tackles against Philadelphia. Our run offense wasn't what it needed to be. The ball security as a whole was not acceptable. But we did a really good job defensively getting the ball out, and really we were in position to have more turnovers. So those are the things that I'm really looking for, and that's really what I spoke on today in the team meeting. So fundamentals of tackling both sides and the fundamentals of ball security. We didn't improve that, and you can throw a Band-Aid on it and say, oh, it's preseason one, as you look at around the league and you see a lot of that going on, but that's not the way you evaluate your own team. So we need to get better. These padded practices are important, especially when you can do them back-to-back days. With that, get into the in-season schedule. So that's what I always thought about. There's always, a couple balls in the air at this time of year. You're just trying to get as much as you can done with your team.
Mike, when you're looking at camp, candidates on the offensive line who have not played center in their past to start taking reps there. What kind of skill set, what kind of attributes are you looking for with guys who don't have that extensive history?
Well, I mean, number one, you got to, you know, it's mental and technical. I mean, the fact of the matter, to snap a football and, you know, and play with the offhand, I mean, it's, you know, there's technique involved in that. So that's, you know, there's training, and it's usually, you know, takes a while there. Then you get in the gun snap. So obviously the technical part of it, but then the mental discipline, and it's more not about knowing, you know, what to do, how to do it, but it's, you know, there's a level of patience and calmness that comes with your center position, but with the ability to play fast, if that makes sense. So, you know, centers are wired a certain way. I've always been a believer in when you're designing offensive scheme, you know, the closer you are to the football, the more responsibility that you have. And obviously with the guy that has his hand on a football every play, they have the highest amount of responsibility in our offense, and that's the center and the quarterback.
Mike, what do you think of getting Brett Goode back, and how do you see that competition shaping up? That
I think it's a great situation to be in, because you got a young snapper that has ability, that has, you know, he has growth in front of him, and then you have Brett that has all the pelts on the wall. So I think it's exactly what you're looking for, and I think it's a very good situation for us to be in.
I know he practiced Sunday, but do you think Richard Rodgers would play in a game with that broken finger? And if he doesn't, are you a little thin at that tight end position? Do you have to adjust anything you want to do there with only three guys?
Well, I think if you watch the way we played in the game against Philadelphia, we were kind of in that mode. So, you know, we started out the first series here with I think maybe two tight end sets. And then from there, after that second series, we were exclusively a one tight end or no tight end offense. So I was, you know, we'll get through today's practice, see how tomorrow goes. Tomorrow's, you know, obviously tomorrow's almost a 3-hour practice, or 2 hours and 59 minutes, because you're not allowed to be out there for 3 hours, but this is our long practice. So we'll see how that goes. But I would think once we get to Washington, we'll be in a similar situation.
You mentioned tackling and breaking tackles a few minutes ago. How do you coach breaking tackles when you can't go out there and physically have running backs, you know, try to break tackles? How do you?
There's drill work. There's different types of things you can do with, you know, agile bags, and, you know, the you look at the gauntlet is a reflection of that. When you go through the ball security drills, there's an emphasis there, and so it's all part of the technique and fundamentals of the game of football.
Two more, please.
Mike, what did you think? Down looked like tried some blitzes out there in the game against Philadelphia. What did you think about the back end sort of coordinating with that? How was it?
Well, I mean, you know, we stayed with the base pressure plan, and obviously that was the you know, we played the, you know, straight through all the way, all four quarters with the same distribution of pressure. But, you know, pressure is important to rep in the preseason. I, in earlier days of being a head coach, sometimes you'd save a pressure or you'd save this or you'd save that. And then the reality of it is, especially since 2011 in this CBA era that we're in, You don't get the speed of the, you know, the game. So we on purpose try to pressure more in the preseason, frankly. So it's just to get the speed of it and the reaction to the different formations and everything, because you know, you can't get that speed on the practice field. So that's why we were 65%. Pressure in the game, and that was by design, and it's just, you know, it wasn't really the schemes that we were really focused on. It was just the ability to play fast and get things matched up in the back end.
Conversely, do you want them to pressure you so your offense gets used to seeing that?
Oh, absolutely. And really playing Philadelphia, you know, looking at their first game last year, we expected a lot more pressure. But they did not. I didn't have any conversations, you know, after the game with any of those guys, but you know, they whatever their focus was, it wasn't on pressure. So and that's, you know, that's fine. I mean, everybody has things they're looking to work on, but I just know through history, you know, to get the speed of it, because there's a pace and a tempo, there's a discipline and a time clock that goes with your pressure packages that you really want your guys to feel, you know, especially when the time clock of the play gets extended. Because if you have an extended play on offense versus a pressure call on defense, obviously the opportunity for a big play on offense goes way up. So the coverage unit is really stressed there, and those are great. You know, when just for as bad as it was when we had Clay come through on the pressure and missed the sack, the tackle. Now that play goes to the extended play, and you see it resulted in a touchdown for Philadelphia. See, those are great examples to learn from. Obviously, you don't want to miss the tackle and things like that. But when you get into extended time clock versus pressure, the stress point is really on the coverage unit, and those are great examples to learn from.